put your like this.
The Greatest Generation is perhaps airport security's greatest challenge. Artificial knees and hips set off these metal-detecting wands like a minefield. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, and Donald Cooter from Spencer, Indiana, will soon board his first plane since returning from war.
It's going to bring back a lot of memories. People I served with, and some that lost their lives, and a lot of emotions for me. I see some with wheelchairs, but, you know, we can sleep tomorrow.
Cooter will spend the day, along with nearly 100 other vets from the region, in Washington, D.C., visiting sites many have only seen on postcards until now.
You know, there was the ticker tape parades that we all saw on TV and the newsreels. You know, that was only for a few. Most of these guys didn't get that kind of welcome. And they're going to experience something today that's a welcome that they have never experienced before.
That's Mike Pate. Dollar by dollar, he helped raise the $65,000 needed to charter the 737 for this trip. Each vet travels with a guardian who pays $400 for the duty of making sure the 80- and 90-year-olds take their medicine and make it through the day. Still, flight organizer John Tilford says finding donors to cover the veterans' costs has been a slow march recently, and that's only been complicated by the fragility of their health.
People are generous, but it gets a little bit old. If I'm having to struggle and get applicants and having to struggle with money, somebody, there's a message there somewhere, you know, sort of like maybe it's time to kind of close the books on the operation. I have absolutely no pending or standby World War II veterans now. Most of these guys passed away already. And of those remaining alive, a lot of them can't travel. If you don't think about it pretty soon, it's going to be too late.
Good to see you. Welcome to Washington.
As soon as the vets step off the plane, a crowd forms and bombards them with cheers and salutes. This happens more than a few times during the day. But the fanfare is short-lived, as a 91-year-old vet collapses in the middle of Reagan National Airport. While a vet died during the group's last flight, this former infantryman spends the day in the hospital as the rest of the group buses off to their memorial. Veteran Ralph Cohen of Kansas City, who flew in on another honor flight, approaches a fountain with Battles of the Pacific Theater etched in concrete.
When I look at Okinawa, I know my cousin died on Okinawa, so it's emotional. I didn't think it was much of a big deal before I came. Just the memory of, I can't say very much more.
Some cry at the memorial, some tell jokes, and others simply get their picture taken and climb back on the tour bus. When the memorial was completed in 2004, a majority of the Greatest Generation had already died. And during the trip, many vets remark they wish it had been built sooner. University of Evansville history professor and war memorials researcher James McLeod says the monument is detached from the realities of the conflict and was not necessarily built for the ever-disappearing World War II veteran.
It reflects in many ways the American public attitude to World War II, which was pretty much always divorced from reality. That's a memorial that talks about, you know, the big words of war, about patriotism, about nation, honor and glory, in ways that maybe make the folks who send people to war happy, but do they really make the people who go to war feel good about it? I'm not so sure.
Regardless of the vets' reactions, Tilford says, the trip is often the last traveling many will do in their lives, and for that, they're thankful. As the plane lands back home again in Indiana, a bagpipe band joins a flag-waving crowd of hundreds on the tarmac. For many, it's the kind of welcome home they never received after the war. One of the first off the plane was the 91-year-old infantryman, who against doctor's advice flew back, determined, he said, not to be the first soldier these vets left behind. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.